Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I'm not really sure what I want to study after school. I'm good at both science and arts subjects and get top marks in nearly all my exams. I'd quite like to go on to study something to do with law or politics at college. But my parents seem to think that sticking to the sciences would give me better job opportunities. I'm not going to make a decision until I really have to, though.
Speaker B.
When I first started at secondary school, I had real problems with maths lessons. I just couldn't keep up with the rest of the class. I was falling behind everyone really badly. Then, my teacher suggested some extra lessons for support. I really didn't like the idea at first, as I was embarrassed. But in the end, I accepted, and it's made a real difference to my progress. I don't even need the support lessons now.
Speaker C.
This year, my school decided to stop offering music lessons. Now anyone who wants to learn a musical instrument will have to take private lessons. It's not so bad for me. I can afford to pay for lessons, but there are many students who can't afford them. I don't think school should just be about learning academic subjects. It should help you to develop as a person too. What better way to do that is there than through music?
Speaker D.
I wouldn't say that the students who do well in science subjects are the only intelligent students. Understanding literature or history also requires good thinking skills and logic. It's a bit of a myth that the science students are the cleverest. Everyone has talents in different areas, and many of the students who are good at arts subjects are simply brilliant. It's also true that some of the students who do well in science are quite slow in other subjects.
Speaker E.
Even teachers who are very knowledgeable about their subject need to understand that this is not enough to make them a good teacher. A good teacher must be able to get knowledge across to students. They really need to make the subject lively and interesting to inspire students. Too many teachers don't spend enough time on lesson preparation, and the result is often a dry, dull lesson and bored, unhappy students.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Speaker A.
I'm not really sure what I want to study after school. I'm good at both science and arts subjects and get top marks in nearly all my exams. I'd quite like to go on to study something to do with law or politics at college. But my parents seem to think that sticking to the sciences would give me better job opportunities. I'm not going to make a decision until I really have to, though.
Speaker B.
When I first started at secondary school, I had real problems with maths lessons. I just couldn't keep up with the rest of the class. I was falling behind everyone really badly. Then, my teacher suggested some extra lessons for support. I really didn't like the idea at first, as I was embarrassed. But in the end, I accepted, and it's made a real difference to my progress. I don't even need the support lessons now.
Speaker C.
This year, my school decided to stop offering music lessons. Now anyone who wants to learn a musical instrument will have to take private lessons. It's not so bad for me. I can afford to pay for lessons. But there are many students who can't afford them. I don't think school should just be about learning academic subjects. It should help you to develop as a person too. What better way to do that is there than through music?
Speaker D.
I wouldn't say that the students who do well in science subjects are the only intelligent students. Understanding literature or history also requires good thinking skills and logic. It's a bit of a myth that the science students are the cleverest. Everyone has talents in different areas, and many of the students who are good at arts subjects are simply brilliant. It's also true that some of the students who do well in science are quite slow in other subjects.
Speaker E.
Even teachers who are very knowledgeable about their subject need to understand that this is not enough to make them a good teacher. A good teacher must be able to get knowledge across to students. They really need to make the subject lively and interesting to inspire students. Too many teachers don't spend enough time on lesson preparation, and the result is often a dry, dull lesson and bored, unhappy students.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.